stations, KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, this is W4SBX, Whiskey 4 Sugar Bravo X-ray. How you doing this evening?
Doing good, on the way home from work. So I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Roger that. Yeah, I got off work a little early today. I got off about 12 o'clock noon. I go in early, though. But I just hooked up my radio to a new antenna, and I just wanted to make sure I was getting out, getting ready for the net here a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely full quiet. I'm pretty much just crossing over 85 on Highway 14.
You're full quiet in here also. That's really good for mobile. I'm hooked up to a J-pole right now, but if I got time before the net, I'm going to try to hook up a Yagi I just picked up at the ham fest there in Shelby and test it out. Until I get a chance to test it with the Nano V&A, I just want to see if it'll get out tonight.
Yep, it's definitely getting out. If you want to, you know, take a few minutes and hook up your Yagi, I'll still be available for your radio check.
I might have to pass on that right now because I've got the antenna right beside my car run to this radio, but I don't want to get out 100 feet. I just want to get, you know, about a 12-foot piece. If I can find it real quick, but I don't know how long you're going to be available, but I sure appreciate you trying to.
Yep, I'll be mobile for another 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes.
Locate something then. The name here is Brad. I'm located in Simpsonville. I'm in my car, but I'm not mobile. I'm parked at the house.
Without giving too much information, because you never know who's listening, we're at in Simpsonville. I also live in Simpsonville.
I'm on Jonesville Road, and I'm also good on QRZ. If you can pull me up on there, Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. You can do the same thing, reciprocate to me, but whereabouts in Simpsonville approximately?
You know where the Holly Tree Golf Course is?
Absolutely. Over there on Highway 14.
Living there.
Oh, okay, roger that. Probably less than 2 or 3 miles from where I'm at.
It's definitely good. And like I said, yeah, I'm definitely right beside the Pelham Medical Center now, so I'll be, you know, of course, from here to there, depending on the traffic and disaster at Pelham and then Woodruff Road and 14.
Roger that. Can I get your call sign and name again? I didn't write it down. I like to write it down, though.
Yep, will do. Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd. That's Lima Oscar Yankee Delta.
I got you wrote down now. Are you a member of any of the clubs around here by chance?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay. I'm a member of the Anderson Radio Club and the Blue Ridge Club, but I haven't been able to make it to any meetings because of the hours I work, but I did attend on the weekend. They had a Nano V&A class, and I went to it. And I went to field day with Brawlers, but I don't know. If you give me a minute, I'll see if I can locate a coax to run out here. Just probably need about 12, 15 feet.
All right, sir. I'll be mobile for about 15 minutes or so.
Roger that. I'll be clear. W4SBX, clear.
GED. Hey, Brad. I'll be around for about 30 more minutes to give you a radio check. I'm running a radio check, too. I'm running around up near Caesar's Head.
KO4PXB. Brad's probably already dropped and changing out his antenna, but you're definitely cleared on Highway 14.
Matt, I'm up on Highway 11 right now, heading towards Mount Sassafras. So I'll be around for a little while if you drop off and he comes back. So.
Yeah, because once I pull into the QTH, then I'll definitely turn off the radio and go inside.
Roger that. KR4GEG.
KR4GEE. Are you out just mobiling or just stationary there?
I'm mobiling right now. We're headed towards a camp at Carolina Point this weekend for disabled kids volunteering this weekend.
Yep, then you definitely have my thanks. Except I know they appreciate it. And what all activities are you going to be helping in and that they get to do?
Faith-based camp, and it's an organization called David's Table that runs it, and they have go-karts there, and there'll be what they call club, which is kind of based on, it's part of a Young Life thing, and they'll have a lot of get-togethers and a lot of different activities, and swimming, and a big slide, water slide, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, just all kinds of activities.
Yep, I know they appreciate that.
The year up here at this camp, Carolina Point, which is on the North Carolina, South Carolina border behind Sassafras Mountain. And it's really awesome to see the joy on these people's faces.
Are they staying on site overnight, truly camping, or just, you know, there for the day and then?
This camp is like nothing else. I mean, it is fully handicap accessible, and I mean, full amenities to deal with the disabilities and handicaps and all that stuff here. So it is, it's not, when I say camping, it's not like tents and camping. It's like barracks and bunk beds and air conditioning and full medical facilities and stuff like that.
Yep. I definitely do the rustic, I do all the way from the rustic camping to camping in my trailer too, like I said. But there's nothing like, you know, just kind of going to all the extremes from the rustic camping all the way up to staying inside, especially when it's raining or, you know, really bad weather outside.
Probably as close to camping as these guys can get, but they have a real good time, and I mean, it's a lot of fun. And I mean, the camp is themed and everything to make it really much like camping and everything. And they have every year they have like a big they're there Friday night, Saturday night, and go home Sunday, and they'll have a big dress up night with a theme and like a dance, carnival, fair kind of thing that they do too.
That's definitely great. They'll probably get to see a good bit of wildlife during that their time frame too.
Known to roam through the camp, especially early in the morning.
What runs through there? Deer, probably fox, and maybe even a bear or two.
I have seen all that here.
Yeah, that'll definitely make you find shelter real quick.
You are right about that.
We were doing some rustic camping around the Gray Court area and had some people on fire watch, and the wild dogs and the coyotes spooked the deer, and then the trains even spooked them more. So all of them went just running through the camp, and the people that were, I watched the people take about three or four steps closer to the fire that way and hoping the animals wouldn't get distracted and come after them instead of continuing to chase the deer.
There's been times when, like my parents have a place up here near Table Rock, and they've all the time got bears coming up to their house and trying to get their, they have bird feeders, and they'll eat the seed right out of the bird feeders and stuff like that. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's amazing how they've gotten smart where they don't destroy the bird feeder and open some way, or just put the feed back in there instead of just, you know, not replenishing it. Yeah, because they will definitely eat, you know, eat it pretty much all gone.
Outdoor, like, security cameras on their house, and I've watched those bears. They can just, with their claws, they can very intricately move the feeder around and open it and everything to get the stuff out. It's very, very impressive how precise they can be with those big paws that they have.
Yep, and that's due to the fact that the necessities of figuring it out and trying to get the food out of it.
Right, and what was your call sign again?
So, Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you're most welcome. I haven't pulled the trigger on yet. I have the ability to talk HF, but you know, as they say, this is not a cheap hobby, so I just haven't made that investment yet. And I'm also trying to find the ways. I know that there's quite a few ways to hide the antennas from the HOA, but that's something else I'll also have to deal with.
I got a radio for the house that's HF capable, but I haven't done anything with it yet because I have to figure out how to hide an antenna from the HOA as well. People have told me to use a wire antenna, and that's probably what I'm going to go with, but I just got to do that.
Please be careful. I got a call coming in. It's KO4PXB.
Burn out. KR54GEG.
TR, I'm over.
That's that call sign. This is KR4GEG.
I don't know why not. You got a lot longer call than I do. Mine just 1x2. It's November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. My name's Tom, and I heard you talk to Lloyd there a minute ago. Just leaving home to run down to Lowe's, and good afternoon. Turned off real quick.
FBX, monitor.
FBX, this is N0TR. The name here is Tom, and I'm just running an errand down to Lowe's this evening, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Tom. Sorry, I got tongue twisted there. Yeah, I was just trying to test the Yagi out. I'm back on the J-Pole now, but it must not like that antenna, but it's a 2-meter Yagi, but I'm next to a mobile home and another antenna, so it didn't seem to like that one. Maybe it's the location of the antenna. I ain't sure yet.
You can do any better than you're doing now. You're absolutely full quieting into the repeater. Sounds great.
I switched back from the Yagi back to the J-Pole. I got it up about 35, 37 feet, something like that. Yeah, I always hear you checking into the net, and I forget his call sign, but your buddy there, he goes, "Hey, Tom." You say, "Hello, Chris." But I usually check in after you.
Excuse me. Well, Chris is just an old friend that lives up by Liberty out in the country. And I don't get to see him very often, so we always say hello to each other. And he's just a real fine gentleman, put it that way. And ex-Marine, so you can't get much higher than that.
Roger that, Tom. I had a couple guys come over here and help me set this Jeep pole up about maybe 2 months ago, and we got talking. I don't remember how it got brought up, but Chris's name got mentioned because I got a Marine Corps flag up. I'm a Marine, too. And I said, well, I'd like to meet him someday. We got something in common, Marine Corps and ham radio. But maybe one of these days I'll get to meet both of you.
And simplify. Well, I'm Navy, and I was in a Navy flight crew. Flew off a carrier for a year and a half in the S-2 tracker, and then put in for duty with brother and flew in the P-3 Orions.
Thank you for your service.
You was probably a Parris Island boy. I was San Diego. And the Marine Corps recruit station was just across the fence from us there. And I used to look over there and look up at the sky and say, thank you, God, and then I'm on this side of the fence.
Copy that. Yeah, I was a Parris Island Marine. We call them San Diego Marines, Hollywood Marines. If you've never heard that, that's kind of a joke between us. But yeah, I'm glad I come from Parris Island, though. It was an interesting place. I've been there a few times because even after I got out of boot camp, we would go up there and train a lot. But anyway, it's great talking to you, Tom. I was wanting to try that Yagi out tonight on the net, but with no luck closer, me and a tester or Nano, and I don't know if it's a coax. I don't think it's a coax. I think it's just the location of the antenna.
Get on there between 8:30 and 9 and throw your call sign out and ask for a radio check, and there's usually a lot of people there, including myself at times. If I get showered in time, and get out of the rain locker, as we call it. But I didn't catch your name, so give me that on the next go-around. But, yeah, I got to tell you, San Diego was no party for those guys, and neither was the Navy. Boot camp was 13 weeks and 2 days at that time. And it was pure H-E-double-L. And then they changed it over. The next graduating class only had to go 8 weeks because they were killing them off so fast in Vietnam, I guess. But later on in flight training, I went through survival school with the guys in the Marine Corps up at a place called Warner Springs. And it was mean, put it that way.
You got my admiration because being a pilot ain't gotta be easy either. And but yeah, anyway, my name is Brad here, located in Simpsonville. It's great talking to you, Tom. I'd love to meet you one of these days. Real quick, I was in 90 to 96. I was in during the first Gulf War. But I didn't actually go. I was in my MOS school, and then my unit got activated. But by the time we got out of our MOS school, they were already surrendering, so they just kept me active duty. But I spent a lot of time down here at 29 Palms, but never been to San Diego. Back to you, Tom, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, they shut down the boot camp there, and all the Navy guys go to the Great Lakes now. And, yeah, I knew a lot of guys from 29 Palms back then, and that that was no fairy tale out there either, to be stationed out there from the way they talked about it. But it was a good range out there, I guess, for the Marines. And my neighbor is a Marine, actually, and he drove tanks and knew how to blow stuff up. That's not exactly the way he put it, but great guy. But no, I wasn't a pilot. I was an anti-submarine warfare operator, and I ran everything from electronic countermeasures to radar to acoustical warfare. And that was my job, basically, was to kill Russian submarines, I guess you would say.
That's more interesting than my MOS was an ammunition technician. Basically, all we did is learn compatibility groups of what you can store with what. We would pass it out to anybody who wanted it. Quantico, we would issue stuff to the Secret Service, FBI, and military, and anything like that. But I think the one thing I volunteered for, I'm going to let it drop for a second. The bombs, the ammo dump's always out in the boondocks, so we were out in the desert. We weren't close to main side, but they took acid for volunteers, and as a lowly Lance Corporal, I think I was at the time, they said, we want to know if we can get some volunteers to go on EOD blow. So they loaded up 5 tons with all the grade 3 ammo, and I went up there, and it was like humping over big old rocks, not little tiny rocks. And it was something I never volunteered for again, even though it was fun to blow the stuff up.
Never volunteer for anything was the old saying. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. SEER school was tough, and those guys were nasty, the aggressors, very nasty. There were guys that didn't get much shore duty. They give them that assignment so they could get some shore duty. You know, I think they took it out on us, you know, boiler tenders, boatswain's mates, and people like that. And even para-riggers, some of them were, come to find out afterwards. But, I've been at Quantico. That's a huge place. And saw the president's helicopters and that out there. My brother worked for an admiral there at Military Personnel Command in D.C. He was a master chief, and he retired and then went to work there. But I'm pulling into Lowe's, Brad. Nice talking to you. The pleasure's all mine, and I'll be clear with your final. This is N. Gerald T.R.
Yeah, roger that. N0TR, W4SBX here. My pleasure also. Love to meet you someday. I was at the Ham Fest, Bear Shelby, last weekend, and I can't put a face with the name, but I get home and I'm talking to people that there were like 4 or 5 people that I wish I'd have got to see when I was up there, but you know, you don't know if you don't know, so I didn't know who was going to be there, but anyways, Tom, I'll let you get in there, Lowe's. I just left there today. I went to get me a treated lumber for an antenna project, and anyway, Tom, it's great talking to you also. I'll let you get back to what you're doing in 73.
Yeah, you can look me up on QRZ if you use that, and there's a picture of me on there. See you later, Brad. N0TR clear.
Roger that. I will look that up. I haven't looked you up yet on there, but I'm good on QRZ too. W4SBS clear. 73's Tom. XB, W4SBX. Lloyd, are you still hanging out?
W4SBX, KR4, EEE.
EEE. That's a little tongue twister there, W4SBX. How's it going?
Doing great, Brad. Greg here. We met down at Field Days. I was the short guy trying to get his antennas up into those big trees. How you been?
Oh, not bad. Was you over there? Well, I'm trying to say, as you're driving up toward the main hacienda there, were you on the left down there?
Toyota 4Runner and a bunch of half-wave antennas that I had trouble getting up into the tree. Thank God for that gun for a couple of times, right?
Oh, yeah, he helped me and Mark, too, KQ4WHN, and me and you. I know your face now. You were, correct me if I'm wrong, weren't you the fireman or paramedic, something like that?
Correct. I volunteer up at Cedar Mountain Fire Rescue. It's about 10 minutes from my house. I say I live in Cedar Mountain, but technically I've got a Hendersonville address. I'm right up against DuPont, so either or. But, yeah, I'm that guy.
Okay, awesome. You know, I've heard a lot of people compliment you on your call sign, and I didn't remember it from field day until you just told me. I do remember you, though, but I won't forget it now. That is a unique call sign. It's pretty cool.
Well, they said that I didn't have to pay extra for it, so, you know, when the government says, here you go, you take it, right?
Yeah, Roger, that, I've only been a ham just a little over a year. I've had three call signs, and it's a long story behind that. I might have already told you, but when I first got my license last year, I think it was August, they gave me KQ4UJ. I didn't like it, but I already had a pretty idea of what I wanted, so I had already researched all the call signs, and the girl that helped me on the computer, because I'm not real computer smart, she put in my second instead of my first, but my GMRS call sign is WSBX475, so I wanted W4SBX to be my ham call sign. After the third try, I finally got it, but it was $35 each attempt. Well, $70 because the first one was, you know, already paid for.
Story. I think I'm just going to stick with this one. Three E's you don't see too often. You don't see at all. So I've only been a ham for 3 months. I'm not going to upset the apple cart. I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah. I had my mouth full some candy. But I'm going to be like Paul Harvey and tell you the rest of the story. How I went from KQ4UJO, the girl had my preferences swapped on the computer. Partly my fault because it was a misunderstanding. She gave the other one I wanted was W4UKX, Whiskey 4 Uniform Kilowatt X-Ray. Well, the reason that one didn't go, my brother-in-law, my Elmer, he's WA4UKX. And then I was all excited. I said, I got a call sign close to yours. Well, he didn't like it too much because we live in the same town. And if I call him, he calls me, it sounds too close to the same. So I said, I agree. And so I finally ended up getting another vanity call sign. And I really got what I wanted in the end. But yeah, it's a long story, but I'm not changing it again there, Roger.
You might have better things to do at this point, right?
Change it again because your call sign, but you know, becomes your name. People know it. You've sent QSL cards off, and I actually like my call sign because, like I said, it's almost the same as my GMRS call sign. It rolls off the tongue easy, so I'm going to stick with it even when I get extra.
About mine once in a while. My GMRS call sign is very different, and then I've got a North Georgia GMRS call as well. When I go back and forth from business to Atlanta, I follow along with the repeaters there. So once in a while, I got to think about it. I'm not getting any younger, so that might be probably the problem. This is KR4EE.
Well, I kind of locked it mine for that reason because they're real so similar, and I don't really have to think about it. As a matter of fact, I'm not very often on GMRS anymore since I got my ham license. But one thing I like about your call sign is echo, echo, echo. It kind of like goes together, E-E-E and echo, echo, echo.
If I can remember one of those letters, I can remember the other two, right?
Well, did you, was that a vanity call sign or was it issued to you like that?
Just got lucky.
Because when I got my license, they were like KQ4s and then they went to KR4 in this area. To get a, I think you said KO4, right? KO4EEE?
Kilo Romeo 4 EEE. Maybe it makes it easier for the IRS to remember.
Oh, okay. I copy you now, yeah. So, R-Core-E-E-E. Yeah, that makes more sense with it not being a vanity call sign. But hey, if you like it, don't change it, I guess.
Alrighty, Brad, I'm going to roll upstairs for dinner. I got to get back down here to work in about another hour. But great chatting with you. Great to meet you in Field Days. KR4EEE clear.
To you, my friend. We'll do it again sometime. I don't know exactly when Winter Field Day is, but it's probably coming up here soon, October, November, or something like that. But anyway, 73 is to you. Great talking to you. And W4SBS clear.